Welcome to Shul Machshava and Daf Shir, sponsored by Nishpas Arbi Akashom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding Bava Kamed Davov. The Gemara Amud Beis quotes the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Kishehizik chava mazik." When the mazik does a nezik, he is obligated to pay money. Says the Gemara, "Chava mazik," you spelled ches beis. "Chayav mazik yibayli," you're missing two yudim. It should say the loshon chayav. So says the Gemara, this Tana is a Yushalmi. The Tani Lishna Kalila, he says a short Lashon, meaning from Eretz Yisrael, from Yushalayim, they're not so careful to say the word properly. They say in a short Lashon. The Yad Elio every year brings an example to this. So we found in the Gemara in Gittin, Tav Samechei, that says the Rav Nosson that comes from Bavel, so he's very careful between the Lashon Patruo and Pichruo. But our Tanis from Eretz Yisrael is not Medayek. In other words, they're not so Medayek, they say a short Lashon. So Tosfos asks, we do find other places that says the word Chav without two Yudim. For example, it says, Ein Chovim La'odom Ela B'fonov. Or Tosfos LeBaal Choyiv B'mokom She'chav La'cherim. Now let catch a Baal Choyiv when he owes to somebody else. So it's Chav, not Chayov. So says Tosfos, that's not Lashon Chiyuv, Ela Lashon Choyvo. That's not that he's obligated to pay, but it's Lashon of Choyva. Says the Yavetz, I don't understand what Tosfos says. Chiyuv and Choyva, it's the same word. Chiyuv means that you're obligated, and Choyva is what you're obligated to pay. Chiyuv is Lashon Zachar, it's a male term. Choyva is Lashon Nekeva. But they both mean the same. So what is Tosfos saying? Tosfos says we do find that the Mishnayos use the word Chav instead of Chayav. And if the Mishnayos do use it, what is the question of the Gemara? So the Vilna Gaon on the Mishnayos answers this. Because the Vilna Gaon explains what was really bothering the Gemara, that it should have said Chayav instead of Chav. What is the difference in the word? What is the difference in the meaning between Chav and Chayav? So it says the Vilna Gaon, the difference is like this. Chav means to cause somebody else to be obligated. Chav is a verb. I am causing this person to be Chayav. Chayov is how you define the person. He is obligated right now. And that is very meduic in Tosfos. What the examples that Tosfos is bringing are examples that someone is causing a chayv to somebody else. Chovim le'odom ela b'fonov. Tosfos le'bal chayv mekom shechav le'achrein. He's causing a chayv to somebody else. That's chav without two yudim. Chayov is how you define the person. He's obligated. So when you say this person is chayav, you shouldn't say chayav with two yudim. So says the Netziv, the Miroi Mesodeh, he doesn't quote the Goyen, but it seems like he agrees with the Goyen. He says, this point is right, only if you learn the Mishnah, that our Mishnah is like Rav. Because according to Rav, Mave is Odom. That's what Mave means. So the Mishnah says that the Odom is chayav to pay for what he did. Ask the Gemara, should have said chayav, not chayav, is not causing others to be chayav. But according to Shmuel, though, we didn't mention Adam in the Mishnah. And what we mentioned was, we spoke about the mammon, the shor, the bor, the eish, they're not obligated to pay. They cause the owner to pay. So according to this, chav is very meduyuk. They're chav, the owner, to pay. And that's exactly the lashon of the Gemara, because who's answering the question? Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav. Rav l'shitasoi has a problem in the Mishnah, because why it says chav and chayav? So he says the Mishnah is Lashon Yerushalmi. But according to Shmuel, the Enoch and Ami, the Mishnah is talking about Mammon, which is causing the owner to be Chayav. So it's very meduk that it says Chav and not Chayav. So Lamaisa, we learned that there's a difference between the word Chav and Chayav. Chav is causing others to be Chayav, and Chayav is when a person himself is Chayav. And that's a discussion here in the Gemara. We'll just end with the Maariz Chayas. The Maariz Chayas here says something fascinating. He says, if you look at the first three Mishnayos of Maseches Bava Kamma, the Mishnayos are written in a very different nusach than all other Mishnayos. And the reason is, because we know the Rebbe compiled the Mishnah from different sources. Sometimes he had a source from, let's say, Yerushalayim, and he kept the language of the original source. In the first three Mishnayos of Maseches Bava Kamma, Rebbe is keeping the Lashon Yerushalmi that he found, and that's why the three Mishnayos have a different Lashon, and that's what the Gemara means, it's Tani Yerushalmi, not only the word Chav and Chayav is Yerushalmi, but the whole Nusach of the Mishnah, the first three Mishnayos, are Nusach Yerushalmi, That is the signoin, the style of the Mishnah is here in the beginning of Maseches Bava Kama. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shove email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomarshove@gmail.com.